Psalms, we start with Psalm 23, page 555 in the Pew Bibles. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
And from John chapter 14, Jesus promises the Holy Spirit. If you love me, you will obey what I command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Anke. And I just need to clip this onto my dress. Sorry. I think it's on. As George was showing us earlier with the candle, I just wanted to confirm again. Did you know that the Spirit of God has been with us since the beginning, since God created the world? I'm going to show you a little bit of a video clip that explains this.
If you've ever heard the phrase, the Holy Spirit, and you want to know what it means, where do you start?
Well, you have to start on page one of the Bible, where the uncreated world is depicted as this dark, chaotic place. But then, above the chaos, God's Spirit is there, hovering, ready to bring about life and order and beauty.
Okay, but what is God's Spirit?
Yeah, so the Spirit is the way the biblical authors talk about God's personal presence. The Hebrew word is ruach.
Ruach.
Yeah, you got to clear your throat at the end.
So what is it?
Well, ruach can refer to a number of different things, but what they all have in common is energy.
Energy? How so?
So there's an invisible energy that makes the clouds move or the tree branches sway.
Right. Wind.
So in Hebrew, that's ruach.
Okay.
Now take a big breath. So you feel that inside you?
Yeah, the air?
Well, specifically the energy, right? The vitality in your body that you get from breathing deeply, that too is ruach. And this is the same word used in the Bible to describe God's personal presence. Just like wind and breath are invisible, God's Spirit is invisible. Wind is powerful, and so God's Spirit is powerful. And just as breath keeps us alive, so God's Spirit sustains all of life.
Yeah, ruach.
Now,
ruach. Can you say that with me? Ruach. I think it's a beautiful word to describe the Holy Spirit, God's personal presence. With my first slide, in Exodus 19 to 20, we read the story of what happened when God came down on Mount Sinai and he gave, not this one, we're going to get there. God gave Moses the Ten Commandments to seal the covenant that he had made with his people. We know that it was a divine encounter during which the whole mountain seemed consumed with fire. And then we read, thousands of years later, in Jeremiah, the Lord says, the days are coming when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. I will put my law in their minds and I will write it on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. But how was God going to put his law in people's minds? And how was he going to write it on their hearts? Let's find out. We're going to do a bit of a treasure hunt. Now, wait for me to say, get set, ready, go. Hidden around the church, I've got scrolls of paper that have promises of God on them. But be careful, when you find them, there's also something inside the scroll. So go and find the scroll and bring it to me. Ready, set, go. Well done, Melinda. Well done. Let's stand next to each other as you get your scrolls. Well done. Hold on. Keep holding it. Stand here. Madeline, come and stand here when you've got your scroll. Well done. We need to find seven. So far, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, this is going to fall. It's not in here, boys. Behind a fire hydrant over there. 2, 3, 4. And I feel like someone's not come up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One more. There we go. We've got them all. Come on. You've got the scroll. Oh, you lost the balloon. We're going to need that. Come on. Now, do you want to untie your scrolls? Open them up. And then I will help you. Oh, yours might have fallen out. Oh, so it might be Madeline's that fell out. Thank you very much. And then I'm going to give you guys, you untie the ribbon. I'm going to give you the mic to read your promise on the scroll. All right, let's start with this one. Are you okay? Are you okay to read this?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
On the last greatest day of the festival, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as Scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within." By this, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believe in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given. Since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
Well done. Thank you. All right, let's read this one. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit.
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
Well done.
Even though I walk through the darkness valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
Amen. Thank you. Would you like some help?
John. 14.
16 to 17. I'm going to help you read it.
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you all
another advocate
to help you and be with your Father, the Spirit of truth. The world counts to be
accept him,
be it. Me receive and seize.
Don't worry. You hold it for me. It neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Well done. Thank you, readers. Now, you can go and sit down, but hold on to your balloon because I'm going to ask you to do something with it in a minute. Yeah, you can give me the promise scrolls. I think some of you will need a parent's help or an adult's help. So, we found loads of promises in the Bible, and there are only a few examples of different times that God promised his people that he was going to send his personal presence to be with us. And they all point and bring us to the day of Pentecost, 10 days after Jesus ascended to heaven. Just as the divine presence on Sinai was dramatically marked with fire, God was making his presence dramatically known at Pentecost with tongues of fire. But this time, there was a vital difference. Instead of carving his law on tablets of stone, he was enshrining it in human hearts through the power of his Spirit, his personal presence, Ruach. The disciples needed God's Spirit to fulfill his purposes for them. And you and I, we need God's Spirit to fulfill his purposes for us. Now, if you have got a balloon, I want you to look at it. What do these balloons need in order for you to be able to bat them up in the air? Blow them up. That's true. Blow them up and tie a knot in them. Well, I think your breath would be very good enough in order to blow it up as well. He's got lots of breath. That's right. So you can go to him then. Now, what is the most essential thing that our physical bodies need in order for us to live? What do we? Oxygen. That's right. We need oxygen. Just like the balloon needs air to fill it and our bodies need oxygen to live, we, our souls, need the Holy Spirit. We need his life in us to live as God's people. So if you've got a balloon, I want to encourage you now to blow it up and tie it up. And if you need help from an adult, please ask them. And then I want you to bring your filled up balloons to the front. So we're going to tie them all together. Thank you, Matthew.
you.
And just like that balloon, we sometimes leak. So we need to be filled up with the Holy Spirit again. Now I'm going to tie them all up together so that it doesn't become a toy. Sorry. Thank you. I need all the balloons, please. Thank you. All right, I think I'm going to ask someone to help me with this. George, do you mind helping me, please? Just continue tying the balloons up together. There you go. Thank you. Well done, guys. Just going to put them here. Don't worry.
You picked the worst person for this.
Oh, really? Do you want to delegate it? You guys can go and sit down again. Thank you. Thank you for your balloon. Wonderful. Thanks. Now to end, Jesus promised that unlike himself, the Holy Spirit would be with us at all times. No standing in line, no being put on hold. He doesn't take coffee breaks, timeouts, vacations, sabbaticals, or retire. There's always more of God's Spirit. And Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would not just be with us, but that he would reside in us. There's no longer a need to pilgrimage to a holy city because we believe the Spirit dwells there. No, unlike your wallet, there's no accidental leaving the house without him. You and I can and need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, with God's Ruach, every day and even now. And so that's what we're going to do. George is going to come and join me, and we are going to pray and ask God's personal presence, Ruach, to come and fill us.